Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Khilafah will effectively provide security for our mothers and daughters when democracy has repeatedly failed. On the 10th of September 2020, the Punjab government spokesman announced that police had arrested 12 men. They are suspected of involvement in the alleged gang rape and robbery of a mother on the Lahore-Sialkot motorway the day before, when her car stalled whilst she was travelling with her children. The Muslims erupted in anger on social media, demanding exemplary punishment for all those responsible. It is horrifyingly clear that the current system, democracy, is unable to provide security for our daughters and mothers. On the 6th of September 2020, the burnt corpse of a 5-year-old girl, Marwa, was found in Karachi on a garbage heap after her abduction and rape. In January 2018, 7-year-old Zainab Ansari was raped and murdered on her way to a Quran class. All too often, the Muslims of Pakistan are shaken by such heinous crimes. Around the world, too, democracy has failed to provide security for women. On the 7th of September 2020, the world's biggest democracy, India, was shaken after the rape of an 86-year-old grandmother. As for the global standard bearer of democracy, the United States, almost 1 in 5 women have been raped at some time in their lives. O Muslims of Pakistan, in Pakistan and the world over, democracy has failed to secure mothers and daughters. Democracy has failed because it is a system that sanctifies personal freedom, deeming that the right for sexual gratification must be regulated as little as possible, whether by the law or the state. Democracy has also failed because it relegates religion to the fringes of society and the margins of consideration. It does so even though it is piety for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accountability before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear of His subhanahu wa ta'ala's painful punishment in the akhirah that both control lusts and prevent suppression of the weak and vulnerable. Thus, instead of the measured regulation of desires and urges, democracy has unleashed them in a flood of deviant behaviour that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including sexual harassment, fornication, adultery and rape. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will surely complete this matter, i.e. Islam, such that the traveller from Sana'a to Hadramaut will not be afraid of anyone except Allah. Sahih Bukhari. It is only through the revival of Islam as a way of life that we will restore the era where a traveller, man or woman, has their honour and possessions protected, as those who are not restrained from corruption by the atmosphere of Iman, and that the Khilafah generates through its education, media and social system. They are subjugated to exemplary, deterring punishments ordered by the Khalif's judges, who rule by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Innama jaza'u alladhina yuharibuna Allah wa rasulahu wa yas'auna fil ardi fasadan an yuqattalu aw yusallabu aw tuqatta'a aydihim wa arjuluhum min khilafin aw yunfaw min al-ard dhalika lahum khizyun fid dunya wa lahum fil akhirati 'adhabun 'azim.
The recompense of those who fight for Allah and His Messenger and seek to make corruption in the land is that they be killed or crucified, or that their hands and feet be cut from alternate sides, or that they be banished from the land. That is their disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter they will have a great torment. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 33. Indeed, the oppression of our vulnerable mothers and daughters is a painful reminder of the urgent need to restore our shield, the Khilafah, the Caliphate on the method of the Prophethood. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir, Thursday the 22nd of Muharram, 1442 after Hijri, the 10th of September 2020.